And now, James Gravel.
In our previous presentation, I mentioned Christ's statement from Matthew 11, verse 29 and 30. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I then ask, in what way is Christ's yoke easy and his burden light? One way to answer that question would be to observe that whatever service we give to Christ is much easier and lighter than the enslaving service we otherwise would have owning to our own sinful natures. There is no greater slavery than being under daily subjection to earthly lust and desires. The Apostle Peter observed, people are slaves to whatever masters them, 2 Peter 2, verse 19. And the Proverbs writer wisely noted, the way of the transgressor is hard, Proverbs 13, verse 15. This might explain why that the Apostle Paul said in Romans 6, verse 6, that we should no longer be in bondage to sin, and why he wrote in Galatians 5, 1, that we should stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. No matter what happens to us as Christians, we will always be better off than if we were a slave of the devil. As Jesus himself said, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. John 8:36 and 16:33. By serving Christ, we receive all joy and peace in believing, Romans 15, verse 13, as well as the peace that surpasses all understanding, Philippians 4, verse 7. This is why Paul could speak of the great reward promised to those who keep the commandments of God as being an exceeding and eternal weight of glory, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. As much as it may appear to be a paradox, the fact is that taking Christ's yoke upon us makes whatever we may have to endure in this life light and easy. As I said at the beginning of this lesson, no matter what happens to us as a Christian, we will always be better off than if we were a slave of the devil. Heaven surely will be worth it all.